This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
There are no fire alarms planned, so far as I know, so if there is one, we'll have to take it seriously. And I won't put any more specifically than that, because last time I chaired a conference here, it went off about four times because of a little problem in the kitchens. So we hope that won't be happening again. Thank you in advance to the sponsors of this conference, the 1994 Group, Russell Group, Million Plus, 157 Group, University Alliance, NUS, Amoshi, and Guild HE. So we have most of the powers of the land in higher education behind this conference, and I hope that we'll reach some important conclusions. As I say, before we do get going, can I just introduce you to Ed Gamble to tell you about the streaming and the filming?
Thanks, John. I just wanted to tell you that we're filming today. You can see the cameras in the room. And we have an online audience that are watching. The age of austerity means that probably in the future, you know, conferences like this will contract. And we're looking for partners to have smaller conferences around the country, linking into events in London. So if you're interested in that idea, you know, if you're from Newcastle, Manchester, Leeds, if you're interested in that idea, our stand downstairs, people will be on that at lunchtime. You can have a chat with Taryn or Ian about joining up with us to join into these sort of events. So wanted to wish you all the best for the day, but also to highlight on the back of your guide, there's details of how you access the materials after the conference. Now, that not only includes the documents from today, but also all of the podcasts and also all of the video from today. So the idea is that when you go back to your institutions, that you use the materials to brief colleagues. So you can send the URLs round to your colleagues if there's a particular speech that's very good, etc., etc. And there's all sorts of other stuff on the Policy Review site that you'll find of interest. So thank you, John, and enjoy your day.
The other thing you'll have that is coming round at the moment is an interactive voting pad to liven the proceedings up, which will be explained to you in a bit. But those will be just something aside from the main action, which will be from the platform and indeed from discussion on the floor. So the timing of this conference is perfect in one way and difficult in another. I refer, of course, to the budget and the perfection and the football and the difficult. We couldn't have pitched it better in terms of timing from the budget. We now know the worst. Today is the first day of the new order, where it is confirmed that the Institute for Fiscal Studies was indeed right all those months ago when it said there would have to be 25% cuts in everybody else's department except for the NHS and overseas development if we're going to meet the targets that were being set. The relief about that is that universities have known for some time and have planned for this. That's not going to make it any easier when it comes, and we won't know until October exactly what it involves. I'm old enough to remember the 80s when the last cuts of this order came around, and one or two universities were turned upside down and inside out by it, and no doubt there will be some in the same boat this time. But today we're going to discuss and learn what can be done about the new prospects that we have in front of universities and higher education generally. We're going to hear from Graham Spanier, one of the most experienced and well-respected university presidents in the States, about how they have coped with a similar budget situation. We have two other vice chancellors here today. We have Eric Thomas from Bristol, Mike Brown from Liverpool, John Moores. We have several leaders from the system, including Nicola Dandridge from Universities UK, Paul Marshall from the 94 Group, Pam Tatlow from Million Plus, all of whom will be speaking about what plans the system here has. So a lot of hopes are going to be pinned on the Brown report. No doubt when it comes to it, a lot of them will not be realised. We're going to see a more selective higher education system for students, inevitably, and we have Erin Porter speaking as well today about the NUS view. It's going to be more expensive for students. It's going to be probably more diverse with a bigger private sector. And there's going to be a new research allocation system as well. So the whole higher education future is going to be very different to the one that we're used to. But we've got a panel of speakers, several panels of speakers today, who couldn't be better qualified to tell you what to expect and to lead a discussion, which I hope you'll all join in due course. When you do, by the way, please can you say who you are and wait for a microphone for the purposes of the podcast and recording. But we're going to start with Paul Marshall, Executive Director of the 1994 Group, which he's been since 2006, and during which time the 94 Group has really sort of been put on the map in a way that I think it wasn't to the same extent before. He's a member of a number of national panels with the DCSF and BIS, and he's going to talk to us about what the sector can expect over the coming year.